So we carry on reading this chapter, which is entitled Vidura's Talks with Maitreya. And here, just to remind everyone, are the demigods talking? It's not Vidura. Are the demigods talking to praising the Lord? Also reading somewhere else in the Bhagavatam that as soon as we smaranam, as soon as we remember Krishna, then devotees will be imbued with courage. You know, when you're afraid, I think it's in the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj with Lord Nrisimhadeva. So just any time, you know, that you feel discouraged, or you feel down, or you feel afraid, or you feel, it's emphasized here. Since devotees, they would speak of rendering service, which is more than remembering Krishna. We are attacked all the time in this world, you know, either by body, mind, and other living entities. We are under attack. Material energy. So naturally the soul is feeling afraid. And as soon as we think of Krishna, the courage comes. And then we can face anything. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. For the creation, maintenance and dissolution of the cosmic manifestations, there are three incarnations, Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara, Lord Shiva. They are the controllers or masters of the three worlds, of the three modes of material nature, which cause the phenomenal manifestation. Vishnu is the master of the mode of goodness. Brahma is the master of the mode of passion. And Maheshwara is the master of the mode of ignorance. There are different kinds of devotees according to the modes of nature. Persons in the mode of goodness worship Lord Vishnu. Those in the mode of passion worship Lord Brahma. And those in the mode of ignorance worship Lord Shiva. All three of these deities are incarnations of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, because he is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. The demigods directly refer to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord and not to the different incarnations. The incarnation of Vishnu in the material world is, however, directly worshipped by the demigods. It is learned from various scriptures that the demigods approach Lord Vishnu in the ocean of milk and submit their grievances whenever there is some difficulty in the administration of the universal affairs. Although they are incarnations of the Lord, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva worship Lord Vishnu, and thus they are also counted amongst demigods and not as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Persons who worship Lord Vishnu are called demigods, and persons who do not so are called asura or demons. Vishnu always takes the part of the demigods, but Brahma and Shiva, sometimes they take the side of the demons. It is not that they become one in interest with them, but sometimes they do something in order to gain control over the demon. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Malitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shvasadi Gauravattavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Kuroti Vachalam Pangalam Gayate Girim. Yakripata Mahamvande Shiguru Dinatarinam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a lame man can cross mountains. By his mercy, a blind man can see stars in the sky. And by his mercy, a dumb man like me can speak few words on Srimad Bhagavatam today. I offer my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Tamal Krishna Goswamini Tinamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamine. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Shunavadi Vaskara Desatarane. My humble obeisances to all the Vaishnavas present here and those who are not present. Vanchakalpadruvyascha Gripasindhu Vaivacha Pridhanam Pavane Vyo Vishnaya Vyo Namanama. So this is very nice verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. O Lord, you assume incarnations for the creation, maintenance and dissolution of the cosmic manifestation. And therefore we all take shelter of your lotus feet because they always award the remembrance and courage to your devotees. This is very interesting verse, how to separate the difference here between the demigods and Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The demigods, they're actually an incarnation of Krishna also. They're empowered devotees, Shaktivesh, avatar. They're part of Krishna, and they display or transmit much more power than any ordinary jivas. There are 33 million demigods, and those 33 million are praying here to Lord Vishnu. Actually, they are praying to Lord Vishnu, to Lord Shiva, and to Lord Brahma, which are the heads of the creation. One creates, one maintains, and one destroys. They are the authority of this material world. And here the demigods, why they're praying? Because the word courage, they're feeling always afraid of the demons. As yesterday, Premanava Prabhu gave a nice class. We saw in the previous verse that there is a weakness which we all own, including the demigods, and that is the tendency to give in to lusty desire. And the demigods, they're also under this influence, like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. The reason they're praying, because the fear comes from a lusty desire. Every time we feel in fear, it's because the lust is there dominating the old system of the body. And therefore, as long there is a lusty desire in the heart, so there is a fear. And the demigods, they are praying to Lord Vishnu to give us courage. Because every time there is a... They're very powerful, the demigods, but every time the reason why... Prabhupada says in the Bhagavatam that the reaction for their sex life, when they indulge in sex life, is that they are harassed by demons. So that's very interesting, and it's similar with any ordinary jiva. When they are giving in to lusty desire, then they are controlled by fear. And fear is a feeling of insecurity. But courage given by the Lord, it's actually what defeats, you know, the this feeling of lusty desire. That's why, and we don't worship Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva, you know, to get this kind of courage, but we do worship Lord Vishnu, like Prahlad Maharaj. He was very intelligent to worship Lord Vishnu, and therefore he had the courage, you know, to actually tolerate all the tortures and harassment of his father. Whereas Hiranyakashipu, he worshipped Lord Brahma. And something interesting, that the person you worship, you don't just get the boon from that person, but you also you gain the quality of that person. In other words, if you worship Lord Brahma, then you will be flooded by the mortal passion, the quality of the mortal passion, just like Hiranyakashipu. He became proud, and from the mortal passion there is pride, lust, pride. Let's not forget, even Lord Brahma himself, he was chasing after his daughter, his own daughter, would speak of any other ordinary woman. And you can see that this lusty desire is very powerful. Lord Shiva also, he was at some point chasing after Mohini Murti, which is none other than Lord Krishna himself. But Lord Vishnu, you don't find any history chasing anyone. The only thing he chases, Lord Krishna, is the bhakti. That's why he's always chasing after Srimati Radharani, but not out of lusty desire. It's actually Madhurya Ras, very fine, a particular rasa there that is not to be mistaken with Matunya Hagara or lusty desire. There is Madhurya Ras or Matunya Hagara. Madhurya Ras is the bondage of love, spiritual love, between Radha and Krishna. And Matunya Hagara is the bondage of the chain, powerful chain of sex life. So, going back to difference between the demigods, why we should not worship the demigods and worship Krishna, Lord Vishnu. Just like who was the one, you know, that worshipped the Lord Shiva, that anyone's head I will touch. Vrakasura, thank you, Govinda. Vrakasura. He said he was actually a demon, and he worshipped the Lord Shiva. He said, please give me a boon that anyone that is touched by my finger, the head will explode. And Lord Shiva, he gave the boon. He did, he gave the boon. And then then, lo and behold, after a few seconds, he got attracted by the wife of Lord Shiva, Uma Parvati. And then, foolishly, he wanted to touch the head of Lord Shiva to enjoy his wife. That's the lusty desire. You become completely mad. You forget even about your master. But then Lord Shiva, he played a trick. And who was Lord Vishnu? He interfered. And he said, do you believe that this Shiva has got the power of giving you such a boon? It's not true. I don't think they're fake. His boon is not really powerful. You can try, you know, touch your own head and you'll see nothing happen. Then he touched his own head and his head exploded. So that's Lord Vishnu is always rescuing the demon, the devotees, the demigods from the attacks of the demons. So it's interesting that Vrikrasura, because from the mode of ignorance comes madness, isn't it? Madness is born from the mode of ignorance. And that's why demons worship Lord Shiva for material gains. They will get the gain, but also they'll get the madness. So you're stuck with something. That's the catch. You know, sometimes we say, oh, it's too beautiful to be true. It's too good to be true. But what is the catch? There's always some catch, you know, when you're gaining something valuable. But what is the catch? So that's the catch. You know, you by worshipping Lord Shiva, you gain madness. Of course, you know, there are a lot of people, especially in India, isn't there? They worship Lord Shiva for different reasons. Of course, you can worship Lord Shiva as a supreme Vaishnav. If you want a wife, a good wife, you can worship Lord Shiva. He's recommended. You know, he's the one who can grant a beautiful and humble wife. If you worship Ganesh, you can gain life without obstacles, free from obstacles, and auspicious life. And then if you worship Uma, the wife of Lord Shiva, you can get a good husband. If you worship Lakshmi Devi, you can get some wealth. There are so many demigods that they're all there. If you worship them, you gain something. If you worship Saraswati, you gain knowledge, wisdom. If you worship Lord Brahma, you will get also power. And Lord Vishnu. But what do you get by worshipping Lord Vishnu? There is no catch there. The only thing that you get away with, it's like Prahlad Maharaj. He was very intelligent. Worshipping Lord Vishnu, he gains humility. Because, like it says in the purport, yeah, Lord Vishnu is the deity, the prominent deity of the mode of goodness. And what comes from the mode of goodness? Humility. From the mode of passion comes pride, and from the mode of ignorance comes madness. So you can see, you know, that when you worship this different personality, you gain whatever influence they have, you gain it. You worship Lord Vishnu, you are in the mode of goodness, and even a transcendental. So it's very interesting, important to understand the difference of worshipping demigods and worshipping Lord Krishna, because sometimes people even Indian people, you know, they don't know, and they ask questions, you know, why, what is the why we shouldn't worship Lord Shiva and Brahma and all these demigods. This is the reason. It's not recommended because it can be hurtful. So therefore, and Prahlad Maharaj, you can see from the mode of goodness, he was so humble and there was no fall down. Whereas Hiranyakashipu, he gained the power, he gained his pride from the mode of passion. But then from pride comes the fall down. And he did, he fell down. And ultimately they're vanquished by the same Lord. He has to come and purify them. Because these qualities, they're dangerous. If we cannot handle them, they're dangerous for the mortal, for the jiva. You know, to worship Lord Brahma, to become, you know, the creator of the world, you know, or to become the most powerful person. You may become so, but then, you know, you're just building up a huge danger for yourself. And there is a fall down there at the end. So there is not a very good ending by worshipping demigods. Of course, we worship them in relationship with Krishna, just like here. In the evening when we, you know, Shiva, Narada, Brahma, you know, we offer the arti and glorify the demigods because they are actually there present to worship Lord Vishnu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we worship Lord Krishna, Lord Shiva, to get close to Krishna, to become a good servant of Krishna, then that's good. We can worship Lord Brahma for some intelligence, that so that we can serve the Lord a little bit better in our creative service. That's good. You can worship Lord Vishnu, you know, to become a Vaishnav and to ultimately becoming a devotee of Krishna. Then it's very good. So, this is the difference. And here the demigods are all glorifying Lord Vishnu primarily for courage, because no one else can give courage. And we need courage very much to advance in spiritual life, to face the daily danger. Every day there is a danger. We are, as we said before, we are attacked by the Yavanas, disease. Yavana means disease, Prajvara. Prajvara means the striking death that comes for everybody. And we're attacked by Adhyatmika, Adidevika, Adibodhika. Adhyatmika by the mind and body, our own mind. Sometimes he's a good friend, but very often he's an enemy, very difficult to control, and gets us in trouble all the time. Sankalpa, vikalpa. Today you like something, tomorrow you don't like it. The proof, what is the proof? Proof, two people, young man, young lady, they get married, but then they divorce after some time. Why? Because that's the mind. Sankalpa, vikalpa. Today I like you, I love you. Tomorrow I don't like you anymore. And therefore divorce. You know, how can you leave something that you love? So therefore, it's not really love. You can never leave your child, isn't it? because you love it very much. So the mind, that's why the Sanskrit definition of the mind is visuchina. That means unclean by nature, means prostitute. We don't want to offend the mind, because the mind is also guarded by Aniruddha. Is Aniruddha or Vasudeva resides in the mind. It's there in the Bhagavatam. H deity, H demigods is a controlling of a, you know, like Indriyani Parani Ahur. Indra is got so much to do with the senses. He resides in the senses. Indriyabhya paran mana manasas puptu parabuddhir yobude paratastu saha. The mind is actually represented by either Aniruddha or Vasudeva. I think Aniruddha. Vasudeva is in the heart. And there are so many different types of demigods controlling each part of the functions of the body, the belly, the genitals, the anus, like, you know, the asura. The asura, they control the gate of the genital. Did you know that? It says there in the Bhagavatam, fourth canto. That's why the gate is called, the genital is called asuri, asuri. It's got the name of the controller, of the deities who control. And because, why? Because they are always, asura means someone who's always inclined to gramaka, always chasing the opposite sex. Gramaka means opposite sex. Prabhupada, Narada Muni explained very nicely. The eyes, for example, they are controlled by the demigods Kadyota, Avirmukhi. Those are two demigods, and they help us to see someone who is very dear to the eyes. And who is that? See if anyone knows. Someone in the creation is very dear to the eyes. Dumna. Dumna is the sun. Another name of the... because the sun is very dear to the eyes. Without the sun, we can't see. Then there is two, another, you know, personality. They control the breathing of the nose. Nalini, Nalini, they're twins. They're in charge of the nose. You know, and by the breathing of the nose, we can enjoy the Surabhi, another demigod who controls the power of smell. Saurabhi, the variety of smell. That's how we, and then the ears. Devahu Pritihu. Pritihu is the right ear. And if you hear with the right ear, you can go to Pritiloka, the demigod Pritihu. And Devahu is the left ear. Why is a divine ear? Why? Anybody knows why? The left side of the body, why? Because it's connected to the Swamsa, Paramatma. Connect to the Avinyata. Avinyata is the... Who is Avinyata? Avignata, Sanskrit word for Krishna, in the heart. And it means the oldest friend. Is the one that goes with you after we die. Nobody else comes with you. We think that we're surrounded by love, by good friends, but actually at the time of death, nobody will dare to go into the valley of death with us, to follow us, except one person, Avignata, the oldest friend. He never abandons the jiva, the paramatma. He's the Lord in the heart. And that's why When I read that, you know, I had the tears in my eyes from the Bhagavatam, because Prabhupada said you could see how merciful is Krishna. Even though sometimes we go into a lower species of life, like the worm in the stool, God, Avignata, comes with us. The Lord of the heart, the Paramatma, He follows us. He never leaves us. He doesn't say, I am God, I don't enter in the stool. That's not my home. And He doesn't never abandons, just like the mother, you know, out of love, changes the nappy of a child. But if you ask somebody else, can you change the nappy to my child? You know, people, they think, why should I touch the excrements or the stool of your child? You know, we think it's something, because there is no love, no connection that. So I was thinking, you know, analyzing why the mother, with great joy and with great love, she can touch the stool, you know, polish the bottom of the child and wash him up, and or with great love. Why? Because there is love, because there is pure love there. So that's a little. Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, you know, we can fathom. It was in that corner there. When I went to him and he put my head on the chest, I begged for forgiveness for something I did. I said, so I upset him. And he said, it's all right. The Father is always merciful. Do you love your son? I said, yes, of course I love my son. How much do you love your son? I said, well, I love him very much. You know, if you measure that much, how much you love your son, a million times the Guru and Krishna loves you more. Wow. That's the word of a Guru. He's representing Krishna, Aham Bija Pradapita, the supreme seed-giving father. So Krishna, He loves us very much. Avignata, the Paramatma, is not a small personality. It's a great personality. It's actually Kripa, the Kripa, the mercy, it comes from this particular deity, from the heart of the of a Vaishnav. And Avignata expresses in full way, in full mercy, into the heart of a devotee. That's why a preacher, book distributor, someone who spreads the holy name, his Paramatma, his Avignata, is on a full scale consciousness. And not only is merciful towards the devotee who is carrying him, but he's also merciful towards the creation, towards the praja, the animals, the environment, and towards other living entities. This is the power, this is all from the Paramatma. This is all the business of the Paramatma. We think, oh, he sits there like the second bird, watching the conditioned soul enjoying the fruit of this world. No, actually he's very active. The Paramatma, it's the one when every time we pray to Krishna, that's where the courage comes. As soon as we, sometimes, you know, it's like now I'm meditating to go out on books, then, you know, the Lord in the heart becomes happy. Oh, He's trying to serve me. He's a person. He's not just an impersonal aspect. He's in the heart. And then He makes preparations. He makes other people coming to contact you. He arranges everything. That's why Sankirtan, preaching, book distribution, prasad distribution, whatever you do to serve Krishna, all these encounters, they are all arranged by the Lord in heart. Then my Paramatma synchronizes with the Paramatma of the Jiva, and then that's when the magic happens, you know, and we pass on the message of Krishna consciousness. So we'll stop here. There is 3-4 minutes and ask if there is any questions. Hare Krishna. Yes, Govinda Prabhu.
Thank you for your analysis of all the senses, etc. And you've given that before in a class, and I'm just asking, which part of the Bhagavatam did you get that from?
Fourth canto.
Fourth canto.
Chapter, the description of King Puranjan.
Okay. And the next question is?
Chapter 20 or 22, description of King Puranjan.
Why? So what inspired you to memorize it?
I've learned all this when I was brahmacharya. Actually, I'm hardly doing any reading nowadays, I have to be honest. But yesterday what I did, you know, I usually, before I give class, and I read the verse, and then I leave the Bhagavatam open, and then in the night, you know, something will happen. You know, in the morning, something's been cooked. You find something cooked on the stove. Bhagavatam is a magic. I was a brahmachari and I read all this because I remember the every chapter of the Bhagavatam gives you the boon that you become free from the bodily concept of life. But I read that, I memorized the old chapter, but I haven't become free from the bodily concept of life. It's very difficult. So we need courage. Pray to Krishna. And anything else? Sorry, I hope it was not too technical, the whole thing. But the way Prabhupada explains, you know, how everything works in the body, we think we are alone. Actually, we're not. We're carrying around an empire. This body, it's an empire, you know, like the Roman Empire. And you got all these senses, which are controlled by different types of demigods, the legs, Nirbak, and Pesaskrit. You will find it there. And you could use good, you know, to come to the temple. You can use them to go to the pub or cinema, depending, you know, how you use your legs, your arms. And that's why demigods, I know I shouldn't be talking about these things in the class, but it's the reality. That's why sometimes you see disabled people, you know, because the senses, they've been, misused in previous lives. It says, even Manu Samhita says, you know, if you misuse your eyes, you can go blind. If you are a thief, you can take birth, you know, with ugly hands or no hands at all. If you are a lusty person and engaged in sinful activity like raping or whatever, then you'll be attacked by fire, the fire of lust. You'll be attacked by fire. That's what people, they sometimes die in the fire. If you are a liar, you'll drown in the water. You'll be punished by water. So politicians, they have to be very careful. So there are so many elements, so many demigods, they punish the living entity according to the misuse of their senses. It's not from me, but it's actually from the Vedas. Thank you very much, and we'll leave here. Thank you, Niskinchana, for engaging me in the service of giving class. He's the catalyst person behind my... If I said any nonsense, please forgive. It is all his fault. I'm joking. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Yeah.